Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Hello. Welcome along. Bank Holiday Monday.
Woo!
Whee!
And it's going to be a scorcher. So the nation will be heading to the beaches, having barbecues, making love in the streets.
Yes.
As they break the lockdown guidelines.
I've just been up talking about making love in the streets. Unfortunately, I haven't been doing that. But
yet.
I have been up to Richmond Park, which is Europe's biggest urban park. And I'm lucky enough to live near it.
That's a revelation.
Yeah. And I've been, I've talked about it before because I talked a long time ago about when I was jogging there and I saw a stag. And yeah. I thought about the stag, the sort of magical stag.
Yeah.
From Robin of Sherwood.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm always on the lookout for that. I saw just a lovely deer today. But when I was up there, I always remember a story that I've told on this podcast before, I'm sure, about the time when, I don't know whether it's apocryphal or not, but two of my good mates were making love.
Oh.
A male friend and a lady friend. And they were dating when we were at school. They were only young, they were about 16. And they went up to Richmond Park because in those days, if you were lucky enough to be having it off, it was hard to find a location. So they decided to go and have it off up in Europe's largest urban park.
There was no Airbnbs back then.
No. So there they were having it off in the park up against the tree. Which admittedly is the part of the story that I feel it starts to fall down because I don't know about you, Andy. You're a man of the world. Perhaps you know better than me. But come on. How can you have sex standing up? It's not possible, people. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just
it's
the sort of thing
like,
you see.
It's a bit like the opposite almost of snooker, where you've got to keep one foot on the floor at all times. It's kind of like that, but you've got to keep both feet on the floor.
Yeah.
To do it standing up, but how can you lie down when you've got both feet on the floor?
It's madness.
It's impossible,
utter
isn't
madness.
It?
But this is what they claimed was happening. And my mate, I won't say his name, suddenly felt a prodding at his bare bum. Thought, who's this prodding away at my ass whilst I'm trying to make love against the tree to my girlfriend? He
sweet,
looks
sweet
around.
Love.
There's a fucking stag staring back at him like this.
Hey.
All right, cunt, what's all this? You're on my fucking territory. Up to no good. Plus, what are the mechanics of this? Humans doing it standing up. Fucking
yeah.
Madness, mate. Let's have a good... I want to have a good look at this.
See if I can incorporate this into the stag lovemaking manual. The joy of stag sex.
I'll be honest. I don't think, I think it's highly unlikely, but if you give me the chance to have a right good watch and commit some of this to memory, then there might be a way of adapting it for the stag world.
Go on, then carry on. Don't mind me. Just pretend I'm not here.
I'd make love in front of a stag if I found myself in that situation. Why not?
If
it'd make me feel powerful.
If I was rich enough, I'd fucking make it happen.
If I was rich enough,
I'd hire a stag.
I'd probably
a woman.
I'd always make love in front of stags if I was a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
I'd go, whoa, wait, sweetheart, wait, where are the stags? Wait, let me call the stags.
I'd probably get some kind of enclosure with the stags in outside my house. So they could come up to the glass and have a look through the glass.
Yeah, so if it was winter, you wouldn't have to go out every time you wanted to make love.
Or bring them in. No.
You'd just have a viewing arena.
Mm, definitely. I was reading something the other day. Someone was telling a story about there's a fella who owned land on the outskirts of Chester Zoo.
Mm.
And Chester Zoo came and approached him and said, we want to buy some of your land so we can expand the zoo. And he went, fair enough, but there's one condition. And as a result, now at the bottom of his garden, he's got a big, massive glass wall, and behind that, panthers.
Oh!
He's got his own panther enclosure at the bottom of his garden.
Fucking awesome.
Get in.
I'd also make love in front of panthers.
I'd have it off in front of the panthers, yeah. I'd wank in front of the panthers.
But the panthers would make me feel intimidated, because imagine what majestic lovemakers panthers are.
Oh, yeah. Get down
and,
there.
And I'd feel really judged. They'd be
it'd
like,
be the other
you're,
way around. You'd
you're
get
fucking
down there.
Amateur. I'd rather watch yeah, them, yeah.
Exactly, during mating season. Sell tickets.
I might panther go online party. After this and see if I can find any video footage of panthers yeah. making love.
A bit more wildlife stuff that's come in, which had a tweet from Phil Dancer this morning. And it's some footage that he's seen on another tweet, which he's forwarded us. And it's of a crow. And the crow is pushing a hedgehog across the road so that it doesn't die. And the fella who's filmed this is in the car. He was about to drive over the hedgehog, but this crow's come along and is ushering the hedgehog to the side of the road. I assume he's going to peck its eyeballs out.
Yeah.
Let it die and then eat it.
I saw this too, and I thought the crow has an agenda.
Of course.
People were very quick to go, oh, see, crows aren't so bad. But I'm like, fucking wake up, sheeple, right?
Yeah.
This fucking crow. By the way, crows, like anyone, probably have PR advisors, right? One of these big shadowy PR firms in London who, you know, the sort that also represent the tobacco industry.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Big crow.
Yeah, big crow. They did PR for Pinochet in the 80s, right? Try and soften his image. They do the same now for crows. And they fucking choreographed this video. But even if it is real, believe me, the crow hasn't got time to take out of its crowing schedule to make sure a fucking hedgehog crosses the road unless there's something in it for him, right? He's getting him across the road because he wants to fucking eat him in private without... He obviously realises, if I started eating this hedgehog now, there's every chance that I could be flattened by a car.
Well, I've got to get him over... Birds are generally good. They'll fly away when a car comes, but it's annoying. It's irritating. They have to keep flying away and coming back, doesn't
it? Yeah, but also, if he's busy eating, he might be distracted. He goes, I'll drop my guard. Because when I eat, I've got to say, I'm very alert as a creature. But... one thing about me is when I'm eating, that's me. I immerse myself in it, right? And nothing, I will not take my eyes off the food. Nothing can distract me, which can be dangerous if you're in a vulnerable situation. But I try to make sure that I'm never eating in that kind of vulnerable situation.
See, the thing is, Mr. Hedgehog, once I start putting you into my guts, I'm going to be captivated by the whole thing. I'll be going into some kind of trance. I can't be having cars coming back as a phone while I'm doing that.
Yeah, I have a laser-like focus on consumption.
But Phil Dancer, I mean, you look like a lovely fella. You've got a big smiley face on your avatar. You've got a picture of you sitting there with your daughter. It looks like you do marathons as well, according to one of your pictures. But I'm sorry, Phil, you're very, very, very naive, and you've fallen for the lies of Big Crow.
I think maybe we're the ones who've been fallen by believing that Phil even exists. And isn't some sort of fucking, like, professional troll in a huge warehouse in Russia on the fucking payroll of Putin, right? Trying to fucking brainwash us Westerners, sitting there gawping. He's chained to a fucking desk, a child chained to a desk in Russia, being, like, making these videos from scratch, you know, using, like, sort of Pixar-level fucking animation technology, like the ones... using the technology they used to put Princess Leia in Rogue One.
Yeah. I mean, you know, state-of-the-art, isn't it? Yeah. I've looked. You're right, Sam, I've looked. I've gone through in about for about the last 8 months. All of his tweets are pro-crow.
Exactly.
So
There you go. You cannot believe any of this shit, man.
Yeah.
Next up, he'll be posting a video of fucking... what's his name? Dominic Cummins trying to fucking help an NHS nurse across the road.
Yeah.
All right. Think you know about Cummins? Think again.
Did you see the footage someone had recorded out of the next door house from Cummins, out of the window, and they put it on TikTok? And did you see Cummins arriving back at his house after the whole thing yesterday?
Yeah.
And there's all these people in the street shouting at him and fucking booing him and shouting him to resign. Yeah, all of that, basically. Fair enough. And just when he's about 3 feet away from his house, he just says to them all, them's the rules. And then goes and then goes to the house. What a fucking child.
Well, I've got to say, you and most of the listeners won't agree with this, but I watched that footage of him walking to his house and I felt sorry for the cunt. Because I thought, yeah, because I don't think anyone should be fucking abused in the street. Do you know what I mean? Unless you're like Fred West or something.
I don't think it should happen generally, but I think there's a line, and I think the line has been well and truly crossed.
I suppose really what it is I did feel sorry for him. Just on a human level, you sort of think, God, that can't be nice. But at the same time, it is necessary because people feel like they've got no voice. And probably after Boris Johnson made this statement yesterday, there's a lot of people feeling like they're completely powerless. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's got to be, especially if it's an unelected individual like that. So I suppose it's got to be people's right. As long as they keep it non... And from what I could hear, it wasn't like wantonly abusive or aggressive. Well, it was more frustrated, and people were saying things to him about how they felt.
And about stuff that had been happening in their lives that they couldn't have done anything about because of the guidelines. I don't think...
Hey, I've been out of fucking Biscoffs for 2 weeks, right? I've been fucking clocking for them, right? I couldn't go to Costco, right? I weren't allowed to go to Costco apart from for so-called essentials, right? And I could have gone up there and lied, but I didn't, right? I thought, fuck it, I'll try and make me own Biscoffs at home. I couldn't make me own Biscoffs. I tried to use sugar, right, flour and powdered fucking ginger. It was disgusting.
Mr Cummings, I demand you listen to me. Do you know where I can get yeast?
You cunt. I could have got yeast. My mate, right, my cousin, he lives in Coventry, right? That's like 2 hours max up the M1. He's got yeast. He said I could have it, but I didn't go, right? Because I thought, no, I ought not to. I've got to be socially responsible. I could have had yeast all this time, you cunt.
I think he's very lucky to live where he lives, in a quite posh area of London, because there are certain areas where he could quite easily have been dragged into the road and kicked to death last night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think the anger
is so... Well, you think
that's
what they would have done in Sunderland?
Possibly.
Like,
I'm not
like
saying...
Like wild animals?
Possibly. I don't know. I think...
Liverpool. I would imagine Liverpool would have been a place where they... If he'd lived in Liverpool, they wouldn't have stood for that.
Yeah. But perhaps they wouldn't have kicked him to death because they're too good for that. I don't know, it's complicated.
Oh, look at you shitting yourself about the Scousers.
I'm not shitting myself about the Scousers, but it's that kind of what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? That nobleness.
The noble savage.
And we will rise above the obvious.
What part of the country do you think, listener, let's throw it out to you. What part of the country do you think would have been most likely to have dragged Dominic Cummings out of his home and kicked him to death? We're on 0800.
We're putting a map, putting together a graphic, heat spots.
And we thought, just a bit of fun, let's throw this open to the listeners and set up a bit of a poll. So if you go on our Twitter feed, you can vote for whoever you want. The early leaders are Glasgow and Liverpool, with Sunderland also there in the mix. But let us know what you think.
Not a lot from Kent so far.
They will lynch people in Kent, but let's just say not people who look like Cummings.
I don't know what happens next.
That one of my favourite things, though, is, although, you know, I know it's serious, right? But I keep laughing because I keep thinking, if you remove the context, which we shouldn't, I'm not saying we should remove the context, I'm not calling for calm here or anything like that, but I'm just saying, I look like that. I've never seen or had a sense that the country got so angry and mad, right, about anything. And yet, really, some bloke got in a drove up to Durham to see his parents. And I know it's not as simple as that, and I'm being facetious.
It's not, though, is it?
But it is facetious. I'm being facetious, but it's fucking funny, like, the levels of anger, right? I understand it. And I'm trying not to get that angry, but only for my own selfish reasons, because I don't like to. I try to prevent it, but it is funny. And Alistair Campbell, an old, you know, old sort of colleague and of mine. But fuck me, he is like, he's going demented on Twitter, right? And right. He can't stop. He cannot fucking stop, right? He's gone fucking ape shit, right? And I don't know if you saw this one, where he wrote a letter to every member of the cabinet that follows him on Twitter, right. Which in itself is quite funny, because you think, like, this is the cabinet. They clearly don't give a shit about anyone or anything anyway, anyone's fucking opinion. Alistair Campbell, who is effectively a troll of them, it like, oh, hang on a minute, Al Campbell's just sent me a DM. This should be interesting. This could rock me to my core.
This might change my viewpoint on all of this.
So he's written, here is a copy of the DM I've sent to members of cabinet who follow me, unlike Dominic Raab, right, who blocked me. Right, funny anyway. This one's to Matt Hancock, but applies to them all. If they do nothing today, they are finished. Worse, this drags the country down so low, it's horrific, right? Again, I agree with that, blah, blah, blah. But I really like this letter. He sent this, Alistair Campbell, as a direct message to Matt Hancock and every other member of the cabinet. I never thought I'd feel ashamed to be British because of who our Prime Minister and our government are. Truly disgusting what is happening. If none of you speak truth to power today, you are finished. Johnson incompetence and indifference killed thousands in phase one. This will kill thousands more on your heads and whatever passes for your consciences, be it. But you all make me feel sick. Please don't reply. P.S. I have an ice cube in my mouth.
Please don't reply. I've got no interest in anything you've got to say.
I know that. Please don't reply. It's right up there with I have an ice cube in my mouth. There's a great finisher. But yeah. I thought, fucking hell, there's loads of mad stuff like this flying around. Not mad. He makes some very important points, most of which I agree with. But I just think it's funny. I don't know why. You can't laugh, ain't you?
I kind of can't. I can't think it's funny at all, really. Because you keep seeing testimonies from people who've been unable to, like, bury their parents. You know, that's the hard end of it. People who've known people who've died, they're not being able to comfort those people who are grieving. Just people who haven't been able to see or to speak to their parents for 12 weeks.
If he faced them face to face, Dominic Raab, Dominic Cummings, do you reckon, this is what I reckon he'd say, they'd go, oi, can I didn't go to see my mum when she was dying. And he'd say, well, you fucking should have then.
Well, that's what he said. He said,
that's what he said.
Into his house, he said, them's the rules, but they're fucking not. They're fucking not the rules. So, you know what I mean? There's nothing funny about it at all. And the only funny thing is that he's done that thing that a coward does just before he's about to run into his house when he's getting chased by the bullies. And
giving
he shouts,
giving it large at the last minute.
Yeah, fuck off! And then runs into his house because he's 2 foot away from the door. He didn't say anything as he walked down the street. He wouldn't say them's the rules as he was striding down the street and they were all shouting at him out their fucking windows.
Do you know what he should
have
done? He should have done a Liam Gallagher, shouldn't he? He should have done a Liam Gallagher swagger, a strut.
Well, exactly.
V's up.
Yeah. If he's... I don't know. I'm really fucked off by it. It's kind of like it's just been doubled down by Johnson coming out and saying, yep, I can't mock him down, he said, in that fucking public school manner. And the Daily Mail this morning, the front of the Daily Mail is fucking apoplectic. And it's got a letters special inside from people who've been in touch talking about shit they've endured during this fucking pandemic.
I know. There is a slim chance this could bring Johnson down. It's not a big chance, but there's a slim chance it could.
I think it's more than a slim chance, to be honest. I mean, Tom Newton Dunn, who memorably saved your life once, political editor of The Sun. therefore, a lifelong friend of yours.
Yeah.
He tweeted last night on the Tory MP WhatsApp group, there was 200 of them. And I think they were raging about this. And there's only two or something that weren't sort of on board with them. It only takes something like 55 of them to trigger a leadership election.
You know what's interesting, though, as well, is that I suppose the fact that he has such a big majority works against him in some ways, because they know that their jobs can be, like, some people would think, oh, well, if we bring him down, we might trigger an election and then we might lose our seat. But They wouldn't, would they? They could bring him down. There wouldn't need to be an election. Or even if there was, they'd probably be safe anyway because they all won big fat majorities. So, yeah.
I think if I was Sajid Javid, who was forced out of number 11 a couple of months ago, I'd be having a big, hard fucking think at the minute. And maybe he's making some phone calls.
Because, what about the bloke who took over for him? Everyone loves that cunt. He keeps giving away free money.
He's shown himself to be just one of them, hasn't he? Because he stood up for it.
Old Rishi Sunak.
Yeah, he's fucked himself. They all have. The entire cabinet have fucked it. If Johnson goes, they've all got to go as well.
Well, yeah. Well, let's hope so. Let's wait and see.
But it's definitely not over.
No. It'll run and run and run.
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
I've had an email on a separate subject, but it's separate. It's linked because it's about current affairs in a sense. Barry sent an email to us with the title Leniverse Shockwave. He said, I was listening to the recent pod on loudspeaker with my American missus pottering around nearby. Sam's tone became serious about the recent developments at Earth Tournament with the Russians being banned for 2 years due to a war breaking out, in a civil war in Russia. She looked at the speaker, listening more intently as Sam goes on about the revolution that's currently taking place. A while passes and she remarks that she couldn't find any news about this happening on the internet. She says, they must have locked this story down early on. She still doesn't know that it's not real and I'm going to see how long it keeps up for. Cheers. Well, Barry, keep us posted on that. That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, we're spreading fake news, but hopefully it'll be a pleasant distraction.
Well, revolution.
Just to be clear, though, Barry's wife, or anyone else listening, there is no truth, as far as I know, in the fact that civil war was broken out in Russia, started by some American Russians swearing at some indigenous Russians and being arrested for it. That was just made up by my 8-year-old son. It wasn't true.
It's always little things like that, though, isn't it? I mean, it was Archduke Franz Ferdinand getting assassinated at the start of World War One. So, you know,
strange things always trace it. You can always trace it back to something. Or that bloke bumming a bat that started COVID-19.
Yeah,
it's always something seemingly innocuous.
Something that looks like fun at the time.
Yeah, it seems like fun, whether that be killing Archduke Franz Ferdinand or bumming a bat. You know, at the time, it just seems like banter. Next thing you know, there's millions dead, mate, so... Think on,
exactly. What else has been going on? I've just been fucking engrossed by this horror over the weekend.
Well, it's talking been like, of it's horror.
I think it's the closest thing we're going to get to Glastonbury this year because it's gone on for 3 days and it's kept everyone amused.
Yeah. But maybe there should be a festival devoted to it.
Possibly. I don't know.
I had something that in my world is much bigger than any of this Dominic Cummings stuff.
The floor is yours, Sam.
Last night, this is genuinely spooky. If we had a sound deck here, I'd start playing spooky music. We're sitting preparing to watch our nightly episode of Friday Night Dinner.
Yeah.
The sun is starting to go down in the sky, so a strange blaze of light is blowing through our sort of you know, what would you call them? They're called bifold doors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Glass doors across into the garden, right? Mm-hmm. And the light is shining through them. And as I gaze up, I see something like a weird shadow playing on the glass doors. And then the light settles and I see, and this is no word of exaggeration, right? I see someone... in a handwriting I do not recognise as belonging to any resident of this house.
Right.
Right. Written into the grime on the window, but faded and therefore only visible when the light falls on it in a certain way. The words, ghost. Underneath that, a drawing of a ghost in the traditional, you know, white sheet with two eye holes style.
Was it kind of like a Pac-Man ghost?
Yes, exactly. And then underneath that, the word boo, exclamation mark. And I've gone to the others. Who's written ghost up there and drawn a ghost? And I could see none of them knew what I was on about. It took me ages to get them to stand at the angle where they could see it. In the end, everyone could see it. All of them denied culpability. I believed them because they all seemed genuinely shocked. And I was like, well, who fucking did it? Someone climbed in our garden and written ghost boo on the fucking back window. And then, like, my good wife pointed out that it had been written on the inside, which made it even creepier. So I don't know what you think about this. You know I always respect your opinions on ghosts, right? I nearly called you at the time, mate, but I thought, no, he won't want bothering on Sunday night. Right?
Did you almost call an emergency podcast?
I did, yeah.
Because we've done that once or twice, haven't we? Yeah.
Well, the only time I remember doing that was when that dog got into my kid's school's playground. So we're talking...
It's up there with that, isn't it?
I'm saying it has to be fucking a major incident, right? Fuck Dominic Cummins driving to Durham. This has to be major, right? And I'm like, this is almost on a level with that time that dog got into the playground. Did I tell you about one of the fallouts of that was that the teacher who was sent out to try and capture the dog was humiliated by him. He ran out, all the kids had to stand by the wall and they all got a right good view of this teacher who was ahead of year, right? Yeah. He was head of year 7 and 8 and he ran around trying to catch this dog and the dog was too wily for him. And when he finally cornered it and approached it, the dog jumped up and bit him and then ran off and left him just fucked. And do you know what happened next? No. That teacher was demoted and he's still at the school, but he lost his status as head of year 7 and 8. Yeah. And I am convinced it's because everyone had lost respect for him. You can't bounce back from that.
No, that's true.
The dog was only little. He tried to capture a dog. The whole school looked on as he was humiliated by this wild dog. Right? Well,
I mean,
you can't have a cunt like that in a position of authority.
I think that's kind of where Boris Johnson's at now.
Yeah.
He's been bitten by the dog of public opinion. Yeah. And there's going to be no respect for him at all after this. But
he's fucked.
I don't know. Was it a ghost? That's the question I'm asking myself straight away.
Was it a ghost or was it a burglar or an intruder who knows about my obsession with ghosts who's trying to freak me out?
Would a ghost write ghost and then a stereotypical ghost picture and then put boo if it was trying to shit you
up? I would say definitely because... Like, if I was trying to send a message out to someone, I'd write Sam. Or I'd write Nifty, more likely.
I don't think it's a ghost. What was the height on the door of this?
That's a good question. I would say it's about 5 foot
so high. Could have been anyone in the house then, you think?
Yeah.
Who were physically possible of doing this?
It doesn't look like anyone's handwriting. The best explanation I've had, right, from my good wife is someone did it at Halloween, we don't know. No one remembers doing it, but it was a while ago. And that because the windows, we don't clean them regularly enough. But recently she cleaned the outside of the windows.
Which has revealed it
on the inside. And so it's been there lying. Who knows? I mean, we clean them so rarely. It could have been 2 fucking Halloweens ago or 3.
Might have been.
We've been in the house 6 years. We've had 6 Halloweens here.
I mean, there's on my back door at the kitchen, it says Parky Out, which was written in Steam last November by my son. Aimed at Phil Parkinson, the Sunderland manager.
I thought he meant Michael Parkinson.
What can you actually remove Michael Parkinson from at this point?
He does no those boss. Adverts for funeral. things.
Well, what's he done that can get him removed from them? Nothing. So that we know of, anyway.
He's untouchable, isn't he? The
yeah,
cunt.
Exactly. He's like Alan Pardew.
Mm. Or Dominic Cummins.
Or Dominic Cummins. No, I think if I was going to think of any possible suspect, it would be Fat Black Cat. But then, you know, can a cat write? Fat Black Cat could do anything, though, I think.
Yeah, well, Fat Black Cat has completely disappeared during
lockdown.
Well,
there you go. Was it a ghost?
Another mystery, but perhaps interconnected. I just don't know. But as you can all imagine, I didn't sleep well last night at all.
No.
At all, mate. It was a nightmare's night's sleep. Constantly going up and down the stairs, peeking round the door, see if I could see a ghost writing shit on my window.
I'll tell you what, think of a number between 1 and 32 right now.
Mm, got it.
Tell me it.
All right, 3.
I have, as always, right next to me.
Ah, the ghost book. Great.
The Usborne Book of Ghosts. So I'm going to look at page 3. The pages are stuck together. That's because I spilled some coffee on it last week.
Yeah, because you've been wanking over ghosts again.
Again. Oh, page 3 is the contents page. Give us another number.
All right, 18.
18. Let's just see if it gives us any clues. Well, it's a page entitled A Village with a Dozen Ghosts. And it's a village of Pluckley in southeast England, which claims to have no fewer than 12 ghosts. The villagers do not agree as to whether the ghosts exist. Yada, yada, yada. So I'll just give you some of the ones on this page and see if this triggers anything in terms of a clue or anything like that of what could be responsible for your daubings. Mm. The Colonel of the Woods. No.
No.
The Hanging Body of a Schoolmaster.
Oh! Fucking hell.
Shit you up, doesn't it?
That shit me up, yeah.
The Black Ghost of the Miller.
Right.
No, the Ghost
Sounds
of the Gypsy Woman. Could it have been a Gypsy Woman, do you think?
That's triggery in a different way. Got a bit of a thing for Gypsy women.
Big hooped earrings and headscarves, etc., etc.
But I mean, like, I know we don't like Bond, but if you see From Russia with Love, the Gypsy Lady fight, lives with you.
Two more. A Phantom Coach and Horses.
Oh, sounds quite Dick Turpin-y.
Well, hang on. The last one on the page. The Spectre of the Highwayman.
Yes! Now, that's the one, I think, who would come and communicate with me. Because I'm like Dick Turpin's PR here on Earth. Because so many people, including my good wife, send me messages and send me information about why Dick Turpin was actually, according to them, a cunt. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your good wife sends you that information.
Yeah. What's
your good wife appears to be jealous of your fascination with Dick Turpin.
Yeah, she's jealous because I love Dick Turpin, right? But it's like, he wasn't. Watch the programme. The evidence is there. You watch the programme and you see Dick Turpin just did what he had to do, right?
Just to get by.
And
like
everyone's
Dominic
like, oh, he was awful. He was a villain. He was mean to people. Watch fucking Dick Turpin. Look into Richard O'Sullivan's beautiful, big brown eyes and tell me that cunt was a villain. No, he was surviving as best he could in a corrupt system. Don't forget, he'd been sent off to war. He'd returned a hero, but he'd been treated with contempt by the king.
Yeah.
Right? So if he had to go and rob for a living, right, to put food on his table, and, let's not forget, share it out to some of the other people, like Swiftnick, then that's just, you know, don't blame the player, blame the game. Anyway, because
Go on.
I'm always banging the drum for Dick Turpin. If Dick Turpin's ghost is around, and he might be because we live not far from, I think it's called Tipper's Corner, where he was hung by the neck until dead.
Right.
It's like 10, 15 minutes away from here, right? It's like a roundabout on the A3 now. And so it could be that his ghost is hanging about in the area. He knows what I've been doing for him, so he's come to make his presence felt.
Is it like, is the roundabout, is it like Abbey Road, Zebra Crossing, the Dick Turpin fans driving round and round the roundabout all day just trying to get the vibe?
I'm up there, like, it's where I take the kids most weekends. Look at that. Look. Stop. No. Put down your fucking iPhones, right? Take off your headphones and have a look out there. Look at that roundabout. Now picture it. Picture poor old Dick Turpin hanging by the neck. Right?
Your Uncle
a
Dick.
Fucking hero. Your Uncle Dick. A fucking hero treated like that, right? And remember, think on. Because it just goes to show, right? Sometimes the heroes don't get rewarded.
All the threads have now been tied together. You've told me this story about this daubing on your window. We've used a scientific approach to try and work out who it was, and we've deduced it was clearly the ghost of Dick Turpin. Not only that, in identifying that Dick Turpin was a man who followed his instincts and sometimes operated outside the law just to get by, we've learned that Dominic Cummings is the modern-day Dick Turpin. And everything...
Do you think Dick Turpin would have walked into his rig going, them's the rules.
Them's the rules, cunts. And everything we've talked about today has all been tied together in that last couple of minutes. Beautiful. So we're going to end it there. That's it. I think a lot of answers have been given and no more questions remain.
No. So don't bother getting in touch with any of your own answers because we've learned everything we need to know
we've
now.
We've sorted it. Yeah, problem solved. We'll be back throughout the week with all the other shit. Keep
get
listening.
Your logistic questions in.
Yeah, get them in. Keep it cunty.
TTFN, dickheads.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.